This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
more celebrity misencounters. Every now and then, I open my little treasure box of memories, and a couple very special ones waft out and make me smile. Here are two nifty ones to tickle your fancy, or whatever needs tickling. Back when I served as light feature reporter for Fox Philadelphia, I interviewed a South Philly native son, the late singer Al Martino. He was promoting The Sounds of Philadelphia, the title of a new mural painted on a building across from the famed Pat Stakes. The mural featured other South Philly-born vocalists, including Fabian Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, Chubby Checker, and Eddie Fisher. Standing on the pavement in front of the mural, I asked Al about the artwork. Naturally, he was honored to be featured among his talented peers. I then asked Al a question which had haunted me since seeing him in the Godfather film 30-odd years prior. Martino played Johnny Fontaine, the so-called Sinatra character in the movie. At one point, he comes pleading to the Godfather, portrayed by Marlon Brando, of course, to help his singing career. The Godfather, annoyed by the young singer's begging and whining, slaps him around as a way of saying, "Buck up, be a man." I asked Al if the slapping scene had been in the script. The singer furrowed his brow, offset by a one-sided smile, and says, "No, that wasn't in the script. Out of the blue, Brando, you know, the Don, starts slapping my face hard." And Coppola, the director, goes, "Okay, take two." I say, "What?" And Brando slaps me again, bam, bam, bam. And then Coppola says, "Okay, take three." And I say, "Oh, no, no, there ain't gonna be no take three." And that was that. You know, telling the big star and the big-time director, "There ain't going to be no take three," well, that's truly the sound of Philadelphia. And now, celebrity misencounter number two. As a comic, I occasionally performed in Atlantic City at the Comedy Stop at the Trop, the stand-up club inside the Tropicana Casino. The Comedy Stop featured young and upcoming comedians and usually one headliner who had made The Tonight Show or Saturday Night Live or whatever. One night after the show, I was packing up to leave. The room was empty, the other comics and the last audience members had left. While I was loading my little prop bag, someone entered the room and stood right next to me. I thought, yikes, a curious audience member has come back to ask a question. Usually they had a joke to share. Some advice, don't do that. Comics hate it. In any case, I look over and down, and there's the late, great, and hilarious Jackie Mason. He was headlining in the big room at the Trop. He obviously had time to kill, so he wandered in to see what the youngsters were up to. So he strikes up a conversation as though we had known each other for years. We kibitz about things, and suddenly, after about 5 minutes, he slams on the brakes. He looks at me intently and says, "Wait a minute, are you Jewish?" I said, "No, I'm not, Jackie." He stops again, shakes his head in disbelief, and says, "Why do I think everyone's Jewish unless proven otherwise?" I laugh out loud. I mean, the guy is just hysterical. And this is the unvarnished Jackie Mason. Of course, he never was varnished, even on stage. He smiles, pats me on the back, and says, "Good luck, kid. Nice talking to you." I watched him saunter out the door, still shaking his head and chuckling to himself. And I laughed to myself all the way home. Jackie Mason, like so many of the greats, lived to 93 and never missed a punchline. Oh!
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.